Good morning to you. Chuck Meter here for the Kirkside Cafe, serving you some Catalatte wherever and whenever you might be listening. Catalatte is a brief catechism meditation, which I realize is not everyone's cup of tea, or in this case, latte. But hey, if we get one repeat customer coming out to the diner who truly benefits from the word first and then from the confessions, it's all worth it. We wrap up our first week of catechesis pieces with a series of introductions to the new devotional series that considers both the Heidelberg and Shorter Catechisms. And we do that in light of Christian living using the sub-themes motivation, standard, purpose, and practice. Those are the pieces we are examining, hence the name Catechesis Pieces. We actually won't start in earnest until March 7, but we thought we might do a week-long preview. So let's end this week with seven words, shall we? You are Christ, and Christ is God's. Those words come from 1 Corinthians 3:23. The larger context is, so let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or the present or the future, all are yours. And you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. So, friends, if you are Christ's, then you are the Father's, and you're not your own. And haven't we been talking about that this week? You are not your own. And that's wonderful news, because if you are not your own, and you are in Christ, then you are the very possession of the Heavenly Father. Can anything be better than that, to be the child of God? So walk with Him today and be a blessing, and we hope to see you March 7 here at the Kirkside Cafe.